All right, Justin Hill, Paris, look, the whole weekend kind of has a pall over it with Weston's injury. Obviously, your teammate, my friend of mine, Sox, we wish him well. How much did it bug you all weekend? I think it probably quite a bit.
Since the second it happened, you know, that moto, I came to a dead stop. I seen him obviously kind of just flop down, and I, oh, geez, that definitely, you know, instead of worrying about myself, I was definitely paying attention. Hey, where is he? You know, and because, you know, we're a different country. He doesn't have, you know, there's only a few of us here, and I was worried, you know, and then last night, you know, we were trying to find our way. Thank God, yeah, Eric Pinard is with us, and he's able to kind of like navigate us and get us to, you know, in there to at least get some information. But yeah, I mean, it was tough, and I didn't get a lot of sleep, and
worried. Thinking about not racing today?
I considered it, and Eric was gracious and said I did not have to, but I, you know, I'm here to race, and I, you know, I'm also pretty beat up from, I crashed the same way Weston crashed. I just got lucky and got missed, and you know,
second one, right?
Hit my hip instead. Yeah, the second moto yesterday. So, you know, it just, I considered it, but you know, we get through it, and it's the sport we do. It's not like a thing you can't. I thought I'm better off getting through it than I am going, oh no, I'm gonna just.
Dude, you know. Plus, if you didn't, Weston would call you a pussy.
True.
Yeah.
But
100%.
He deserves it.
Right. hey, Super Bowl winner, fast in qualifying. Yeah. So you got that part down. You got to be stoked about that.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely had the speed. It was just one of those things where my starts were killing me. Like my, you know. It's last minute, and like we don't really have everything kind of dialed with the bike. So,
well, you're I mean, Osborne 21, they're on their full factory stuff.
Right.
Brayton's got a head and cams. You know, like, yeah, you guys are kind of.
So it just killed me on the starts, really. You know, we're going against people don't really understand how much horsepower you gain with a works engine, a factory engine, and just those little pieces. So yeah, it killed me on the starts, but more than anything, the gates are different, and I kept hitting them, and my device was popping. So like 4 out of the 6 motos, my device popped up, and I was, oh, okay, it didn't even matter at that point. It's like, oh, I'm last. All right. So you know, there was that. Just is a learning curve. It was so last minute. You know, they like 10, 11 hours before we flew out is when I got the call to like go. So you know, it was just one of those last minute deals. Next year, I want to come back 100%. I had a blast. I love this town. I love this event was really good.
You've never been here before, right?
Never been here before, and you know, you never really know what it's going to be over, you know, over here or somewhere. And it was good. It was legit. It was ran well. The track was prepped. The track was good. It was, I mean, I would 100% come back. I would just like to do it how Huskies and you know, and MotoCompSus was doing it, and make sure that we come here with our full setup and use this as a test and actually shake down our race idea. We didn't do that. We just sort of showed up because we were asked to show up. So
no, I mean, for the last second thing, yeah, it's pretty good for you guys came out. It's really helped the show, you know.
I just wanted to show that I had the speed, and you know, obviously after Weston crashed, first moto was four minutes plus something like short, and I was dead last. I came from dead last to fifth in 4 minutes. So like my first moto was bitching,
and we saw your qualifying speed. We saw your Super Bowl stuff.
It was all good. Second moto, big crash. Third moto, Weston, you know, and just kind of devastated me. So, you know, not to like try to like put everything lean on that super hard, but it affected me 100%. And
I could understand it would 100%. One of the riders told me it was Vegas with water out there. What do you think?
It was slick. It was slick, but you know, I mean, for me, it was good practice because you don't get those race lines at your practice track. You don't get any of that. You don't get the gate drop. You don't get the intensity. You don't get the battles. You don't get the being tired, having to pass a dude in the whoops and, you know, like all that stuff. So I actually gained from this event, 100%. So I'm healthy enough. I'm just bruised up. You know, I'm just beat up. So I'll be fine in a couple of days, and I'll be ready to get back to work.
I don't understand. Some trainers don't want their riders to do these off-season races. You want to ride the same 6-inch groove around the track that you can ride with your eyes closed, as opposed to making some good money, getting some gate drops, intensity of racing. To me, this is a no-brainer to come to these things.
I agree. I mean, I don't do the goat trail. like at the test track.
Okay.
I don't do it. Like
I move around.
I do me, and I do different things, and I change up the laps. I change up the lines. I ride the track backwards. Okay. I do everything else.
Well, you're rare because most guys don't.
Most guys don't. They ride a 6-inch line, and as soon as somebody comes to the inside, I'm like, whoa! Yeah. And it's like a whole thing. So I don't do it that way. I feel like I'm a creative person, and I don't just stick to a routine like that.
How's the album sales?
We don't know yet. Okay. We'll know in like a couple days. Probably like 3 days we'll get a, like a report or something.
I think that made some bank off his stuff. So
yeah, I mean, I don't really care about that. It's
right.
Me.
I'm just saying.
I make it because I like it. Right. I feel like grunge is dead, and I'm trying to like resurrect it. That's it.
It is dead. Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to do is just bring back some like whole sound, real grunge rock, like 90s. I'm all about the 90s. I just want to bring 90s back.
Well, yeah, no, honestly, 70s Juice will hate this, but it's much better than his stuff he puts out because I can't stand it. I'm too old for that.
We're coming out with something together.
Are you collaborating?
He called me. And he's like, yo, let's do something. And he's normally I'm not like a hip hop guy like at all. But he called me. I'm like, all right, just send me the file. Let's see. And I mean, I feel like I can do anything. It doesn't really matter. I'll just try.
People will love it.
And I love it. It turned out good. Like,
oh, you did it already.
Oh. Well, he's mixing it and doing his part, and I'll probably end up putting like a guitar solo on it somewhere. Like I did like a kind of a hook, and I did a verse and then like a chorus.
I'm excited.
So, I mean, I rap in it, and it sounds to me pretty good. I don't know, you know. Oh. I mean,
that's the most exciting thing to come out of this weekend.
I like the writing. Like I like writing.
Yeah.
Is my thing.
Yeah.
So you're never gonna hear just like a bunch of BS out of me. Like it's just.
Something there,
something,
like something.
There's something there every time. I'm throwing out a piece of me everything I do.
Cool, awesome, man. Well, hey, thanks, and let's hope Weston, gets back, recovers, and starts calling us names all the time.
Right. Merci.